The coronavirus pandemic has been a challenge to governments all over the world, but some seem to have coped better than others. Now many people are asking why and what can be done to be better prepared for a future emergency. In a few minutes, we'll speak with a longtime leader of several academic and medical institutions about what the U.S. should be doing now. But first, we're going to take up the question of whether the U.S. could have been better prepared. As you probably heard, President Trump has said on several occasions that no one could have foreseen this.
This is a very unforeseen thing. Nobody ever thought of these numbers. Nobody ever saw numbers like this. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world. And if people would have known about it, it could have been stopped in place. Nobody knew there'd be a pandemic or an epidemic of this proportion. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. This was something that nobody has ever thought could happen to this country. I'm not even blaming. Look, we inherited a broken situation, but I don't totally blame the people that were before me and this administration. Nobody would have ever thought a thing like this could have happened.
But documents obtained by journalist Ken Klippenstein, Washington, D.C. correspondent for The Nation, suggest that is not true. He obtained internal Pentagon documents from 2017 during the Trump administration, and the report predicts with uncanny accuracy a scenario where a new virus spreads rapidly throughout the world, killing people and disrupting economies, and raised detailed warnings about a shortage of ventilators, face masks, and hospital beds. And Ken Klippenstein is with us now. Ken, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This document that you obtained is more than 100 pages long. What are one or two key takeaways?
So to quote from one part, it says, quote, "The most likely and significant threat is a novel respiratory disease, particularly a novel influenza disease. An outbreak in a single community can quickly evolve into a multinational health crisis that causes millions to suffer, as well as spark major disruption in every facet of society." And unfortunately, that turned out to be quite prescient, I think.
And the report you obtained was written for what purpose? Who was meant to see it?
This was a pandemic planning report. So the Defense Department likes to do these things so they can have plans in place to know how to respond when something like the coronavirus outbreak happens. This is something that much of the public, myself included, didn't know coming into this, was just what kind of role the intelligence community and the military plays in what's called biothreats, which include, you know, sicknesses that occur naturally and also biowarfare, bioterrorism, that kind of thing. And so what I found, I think, really rebuts the president's repeated assertions that, you know, we couldn't have seen where this was coming from. This is a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime event. Unfortunately, the intelligence community and the military were well aware of what could and unfortunately did happen, as not just this document shows, but the intelligence products that they put out regularly.
One always wants to know when people receive a document that is meant for internal use, you know, what the motivation is of the person or persons making that document available. What do you understand about the motivation of the source?
The motivation of my source, as well as many others in the military that I've spoken to, was to correct what they perceive as a false and frankly dangerous claim on the part of the White House that there was no way we could have foreseen the coronavirus epidemic that we're experiencing now. In fact, there were plenty of warnings and there was plenty of research into not just the likelihood that would happen, but the best response that one might adopt to ameliorate these problems. This existed all over the military and intelligence community, and that's what they wanted to correct.
It's remarkable the level of detail and foresight, frankly, that is in this report. For example, it says competition for and scarcity of resources will include non-pharmaceutical MCM, that's medical countermeasures, e.g. ventilators, devices, personal protective equipment such as face masks and gloves, medical equipment and logistical support. This will have a significant impact on the availability of the global workforce, unquote. So it's remarkable that the report, number one, identifies a coronavirus as being the likely agent here and accurately predicts all of the things that are being that is such a source of anxiety right now. So I have to ask, is it surprising how accurate this is?
I have to say that I was shocked, but talking to the folks in the military, they just laughed when I spoke to them and they said, we've known about this forever. Not specifically coronavirus, they've known about that. As the individual I quoted earlier said, we've known about that for a few years now, but the threat of a highly transmissible pathogenic virus that targets the respiratory system, this was appreciated for at least the last 10 years.
And before we let you go, the report offers these warnings, which, as we have both said, are uncannily accurate, and in fact, sort of eerily accurate and specific. But did the report give recommendations for how to stop the worst of this from happening?
Absolutely. That was the most important point of the report, and that's why these reports are generated, is so that they can have something on the books so that they can be prepared to respond to things. And so what it described is exactly what the CDC and the World Health Organization are recommending, which is social distancing, quarantining, use of face masks, preparation, not just telling people to use these things, but also instructing the federal government to have the logistics in place so that these are pre-positioned and ready for distribution quickly to meet a problem like this rapidly.
That was Ken Klippenstein, Washington, D.C. correspondent for The Nation magazine. If you'd like to read his reporting for yourself, you can find a link to it on our website, npr.org.